holding in the Achone for Kabbalah Satoru. One of the things that is the Yesod for the Achone for Kabbalah Satoru is the Retzifus in Toru. Retzifus of Toru. We know Be'etzim Rabbi Akiva, the first place that we see the Retzifus of Torah is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the Yesoid, what took Rabbi Akiva to decide that even though he's a Maoretz, really 40 years, that he could become a Talmid Chochem and he has a chance. He saw the water is making a hole in the stone. If the water could make a hole in the stone, the Torah could go inside me. What is the secret of the water making a hole in the stone? The secret of the water making a hole in the stone is, the stone is very hard. The water is very soft. There's no way really that the water could break the stone. But there's two things. If the water comes and comes and comes and hits and hits and hits, and then the water makes a hole in the stone. And Batsim, it's a pellet. The Bible says, you know, every little drop doesn't make the hole in the stone. So how all the drops together? So the Bible says, Vaistos, ready from the beginning, Epis happens. But the Maisa, every drop doesn't have a cut. And if you try to measure where the water made the hole in the stone, there's no way to put it together. But that's the Matthias. Then again and again and again, it will be a hole in the stone. Say Alamal de Moshe to Mishalim B'chad. Chazanish said, one Moshe, he said, a person, a Moshe, an Arloshim, a person comes to yeshiva, he wants to drink a cup of tea. So what he does, he takes a kettle. He wants to work, he wants to drink a cup of tea, coffee. He puts it inside, he plugs it in, he waits 5 minutes, 10 minutes. He takes it out, normally it takes 15 minutes till the water boils. Okay? It doesn't work. So he goes to the second plug, maybe the plug there will work. He plugs it in, 10 minutes, it doesn't work. So, okay, maybe in this room, it doesn't work so good. He goes to a different room, plugs it in, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it's not hot. But he pours out the water, then maybe, you know, spring water, mineral water. Gets, he puts special water, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, doesn't go. Okay, right, I'll bring a kettle from America. You know, the Israeli things anyway don't work so good. Get an American one, gets an American machine, puts it in, doesn't work. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, he tries the other room, tries. Gets to the side, his stomach is there, it's a shvacha deer. So you move to a different deer, moves into a different deer, puts in the plug, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, the water doesn't get working. Different room, tries another room, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, the water doesn't get warm, doesn't know what to do. He's trying. He's saying, this yeshiva, vice versa, doesn't go. He switches to yeshiva, and again, he puts in the water in the kettle, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, the water doesn't get warm. Tries maybe in a different yeshiva, vice doesn't go. He's already trying for 3 years to warm the water. But here, after 3 years, a new roommate comes, moves into the room, plugs it in for 15 minutes, and he has a coffee. He says, tell me how you did it. He says, 15 minutes, I'm trying for 3 years. He says, you know, you have to try 15 minutes straight. He says, okay, take from all my 3 years together. A year it's boiling. Why don't I ever have it? How it could be that you did it in 15 minutes? I'm trying for 3 years. Okay, so take away the forsaking. Altogether, you have a year together and the water is boiling? Tell him, I'm just going to try. A bacher sometimes doesn't understand. He's learning with it for 5 years. Comes a new bacher, 2 weeks, it becomes better for him. The Talmud says, you learn morning Seder, lunchtime, you stop. You learn second Seder, in between, you stop. Then, when you finish night Seder, you go into the freezer. Yeah? Imagine, not only you take out the plug, you just put it back in the fridge. Then the weekend, you freeze it, mamish, yeah? Place. You go to Tapuach, Tzfas, all these places, yeah? Nothing left in the Yiddishkeit. Then Ben Azmani, a goy. Then you wonder why in 5 years you didn't become a Talmid Chacham. You learn, you learn for a good couple of years. But the same thing, the guy that claims that I'm warming the water for 3 years, we laugh at him. It's no shaykh, it's not like a kasha mitateret. Some bachim don't understand, it's not even a kasha why they're not growing. The mamish is the best bachor during this month. And then he cuts it, and again he starts. So he's a 16 years old boy, a very nice boy that is a maskman. He's supposed to get a pension. 16 years old, nice boy, little sweet boy, 16 years old. What's the ganze meise? Learns this man, stops. Learns, stops. He's only 16, going into his mamish. With the same frishkeit, mamish. You could see him, mamish like a 16 years old. So maybe he knows a bit more information. Information, not every time you have to forget. But information doesn't make you become a Talmid Chacham. A person has to know, Chaznish al Anozu Marshal. A person goes up on a ladder. There's a million steps to go up. He runs up 3,000 steps. Comes night, it's dangerous, he'll fall asleep on the ladder. So he rolls down. The other day he decides, he'll try again. He tries. 3,500. Comes night, he rolls down. He decides, you know what? He'll wake up early. He wakes up two hours early, you know, prepares Ben Azmanim, and zooms up. 5,000 steps. Becomes night. He's to go down. So he has an idea. He will go a little bit far away and he will take like a run. So you know it goes quicker. Kids, 6,000. Kids are standing after one of the size, you know, I have a good eight. He gets up in the morning, he doesn't go to the ladder. He goes to, you know, hardware store, huh? He buys some ropes, like a bag, a snapping, all these, you know, good zachen. Kids sometimes he buys like a snap, a night snap, those things, you know, the fries went there on the shoulders, yeah. And he comes with that, you know, he's all ready. He puts all the stuff in the back, and he starts to climb. You know, with such a bag, you could climb maybe 1,000 steps, maybe 2,000 steps. That. And he schleps, you know, some guys are running near him, they think I'm a sugar, trying to climb up. He gets 2,000 steps, becomes evening, he stops, he turns over, takes out the ropes, connects it, you know, in the hands, puts it on the ladder, wraps himself with like a sheet, ties it, and he goes to sleep. In the morning, he takes it off. Second day, he's only holding 4,000, he sees these guys zooming up and down, yeah? Slowly, slowly, he'll get to the top. A guy that doesn't have a plan to be kavo and teira. Sometimes he says, oh, a guy, mamash, learns for 2 days knacking. Then he just goes down. Nothing is left. Nothing. Not a little bit. Gomisht. Gomish is left. A person has to know. Rabbi Akiva realized there's a secret. Hatzlocha and learning doesn't come in one shot. A drop, and a drop, and a drop, and a drop, and then it opens. If you stop in the middle, it says Golmish. Not only that, you could pour 5 pails, 10, big places, water, a whole swimming pool, pour on a wall, nothing will happen to the wall. He learns, Golmish. It's no kvias. It's Golmish, nothing is left of it. But I learned so good, everyone else is learning only drops. The hole opens, the heart opens, the siyat of the Shema starts to flow through. Chidushim, one to the other, masechtas, everything chaps. The guy doesn't realize, no, he will pack more. It doesn't help. It doesn't help you learn more during the Seder. It doesn't help that you will have a better Seder. It will not change. If you're not kavua, if you take the stop in the middle, it doesn't make a difference how much you learn during the Seder. The other guy could learn less from you, but he's kavua. There's no hafsaka. It's no hafsaka. He could make it. And he makes it. Chazanish, Maise, is written down. They write down this Maise that was sitting on the roof. There were two of the best Bachim in Panovich. They were standing on the roof and they were schmoozing to each other. They were saying to each other, listen, we're the best in Panovich. Yeah? We know the whole thing's a joke, but you know, yeah, we learn Seder, you know. We know the red, Seder, you know. So the whole Torah is the joke, because you know, if we're the best in Panovich, so we'll be the best in Gilead, we'll be the best Berlin. So we know that, okay, well, can I play the game, but we know the joke, the whole story. So you know, we know, we have Karan, that's the Kashmir, that's the Torah. They didn't realize that the Chazon Ish was standing under the building. And he heard the Chazon Ish climbed up and he put his hands on them. And he told them, "You don't understand. When a person learns an hour, say that. He learns 2 hours, he gets a Gishmak. He learns 3 hours, he feels he's learning Teras Hashem. He learns 4 hours, he starts to feel Tayyibli Teras Picho, the Alpha Yisrael Tachesef. He learns 5 hours, he mamash feels Yisrael Reise Kutshavrichu Chadu. He learns 6 hours, he starts to feel like Ruach HaKodesh Mefa'emes Boi. And you know, when the Chazon Ish was saying it, like, you could see, like, you know, he knew what he's talking about. Like, he was like, you know, he was like, mamash, like, explaining how it's happening. The Meiri says in Mishlei. You know, it's one of the famous questions all of us have. I don't know if you know, there's a person, one of our Gedolim is called Chaim Kanievsky. Yeah? Finishes Shas, Kolat Kula every year, answers every Boch that hacks him a letter, yeah? Written the Chmeis, where he tends for him. How much Reb Chaim Kanievsky is smarter than you? Lamazokin 10 times? Lamazokin. How much more he's a master for you? So Lamazokin, a normal Bach here learns 10 hours a day, with the Batala take off 9 hours a day. So Reb Chaim, the most could learn double, yeah? 18 hours. Even that can't do all the people making him sugar. Yeah, but Lamazokin, 18 hours. So 10 times 2 means he's 10 times smarter. And he has double hours, yeah? So it's 20 times. So it has to be that what you learn, he will know 20 times more from your information, right? How he became billion times bigger from you. And math, it doesn't work. Where is the catch? Yeah, some of you ask some people, but you know, Chaim Moshe was like, what is the answer? Zogden Meiri and Mishlei, people have a mistake. When a person learns an hour, Lamazogan, it's worth. Kind of power. When he learns 2 hours, it's not another hour, it's double. As Kilo, he has 4 hours. When he learns 3 hours, it's not one more hour, it doubles himself, it becomes like 8 hours. When he goes to 4 hours, he's in 16 hours. When it comes to 5 hours, he's in 32. When it comes to 6 hours, he's in 64. When he moves to 7 hours, he's in 128. And when he learns 8 hours, this is the normal Seder, Chaim all that they have, yeah? He's really in 256. This is like one Seder of 8 hours. So you learn 8 hours, you know, with answering the phone, saying hello, eating a candy, yeah, taking a tissue, checking a sign, picking up a sefer, just reminding someone that tonight we go to Milan, we'll come back, yeah. All the little things you stop like in the middle of the 8 hours, Reb Chaim Kanievsky made in the same time 256 hours. Now don't forget, when he goes to rest in the afternoon, he doesn't take a book, a place, a game with a roommate. Yeah? He thinks of learning, yeah? And then he starts another 8 hours. And by him, it just carries out, right? He didn't stop. 500, 1,000. When he finishes the day, he's holding in 10, 20,000 hours if power is 30, that we don't know what it means. And we hold in 9 hours. And, v'chule, v'chule. If you take a week, he doesn't stop by night. He doesn't go for, you know, to the plaza to meet someone, you know, for supper. He carries on learning. So by him, the night is not half soccer. So the other day, after a couple hours, we're not even talking in the same place. A person sometimes, the people that never learned that amount of hours, that amount of strength of Koyach Efter. You take a Sefer Chazon Ish. Take Shulchan Aruch. I don't know if you know who's the Mechaber of Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber of Shulchan Aruch is Rabbi Yosef Karo. We have three Sforim that we know. Four Sforim that we know. One Sefer is called Shulchan Aruch. Quite a successful Sefer. There's another Sefer that is called B'Syosef Al Atur. There's another Sefer that is called Kesef Mishneh Al Rambam. There's another Sefer that is called Shud B'Syosef. That was Al Atur, yeah. just take your pen and start to copy word by word of the Yosef. With the Shulchan Aruch, with the Kesef Mishnah. You will die before you finish the copy. Especially, you will not have a pen and tipex and paper. Yeah, try to try, and cloth, try to work out. With no candles, with no fire. But when you have to get somewhere, you have to go on a horse to get somewhere. Yeah? With all the short life that he had. With bring Tashke back, with learning. You know, you only copy. He also had to learn it before he made it up. Yeah? It's not Shaykh B'Metzias. Copy Sifri Chazanish. The Metzias is not Shaykh to copy it in a human being life. Try to copy the Chazanish. Such a mother's father. Try to copy it. Try to copy Reb Moshe's for Chutin Dikas Moshe, Dibas Moshe, that he lost it two or three times. Chutin, he was a poisek, he was a lador, he said shiur, v'chule, everything else, when he had time to do it. The answer is, we are measuring it with our hours. With the hours that we have, you can't become Adam God. So you're right, it looks lost. It doesn't look to a person that he could make it. A person doesn't think that he could make it. The Yitzhahore has a so stark koyach. Some guys, it tells them not to learn. He chaps them downstairs. But the guys already that fight the Yitzhahore, and the mamish choshev abochvim, and the bnei aliyah, and the masmidim, he fights, stop them. Ben asdol. Make them to chill, ben asdol. Forget about everything. Make them by night. Some guys, he works mamish, you know, not to let him even have 8 hours. Yeah? Some guys, he doesn't let him even have an hour. Yeah? He has to say a joke to this guy. Yeah, that, to be sure that the whole bench will not learn the Ratzif is the morning Seder. If a person would know, what is the koyach? What is the godless? What is the koyach of the godless? If really the Ratzif is, a person will not stop. It's Boduku Menusa. It's Boduku Menusa. The godless that a person gets by learning for hours Beretzifas, you can't even match it to learning. Chazanish says, Haloimed Kroim Kroim. Chazal say, Machilim Oisoi. Are you Oisef Hevel Verus Ruach? He's collecting wind, like the Chazanish in the Yigas. Haloimed Kroim Kroim. Oisef Hevel Verus Ruach. He's collecting wind. And the Yitzhahor is very easy for him. You come to this Medrash, he doesn't stop you. No. But he makes you to stop every 20 minutes. You know, you sometimes see it in this Medrash. How some guys, they decide to learn. So some guys, Baruch Hashem, decide to learn. So the Yitzhahor has some people that will pass around, give him sheets on the parasha to disturb him, yeah? It's one kind of Yitzhahor that comes into this Medrash. Gives out sheets on the parasha to disturb the oil. It's also a koin. In the middle of the sugya to learn a vote on a parasha, it's exactly like talking. One of Kamina. Then some guys get papers on the parasha, they will not take it. They're in Sukkot, they're not learning parasha Shavua. No. But then a guy comes to collect, yeah? And gives him like a good joke. Yeah? Also, stop his learning. And he answers him, you know, if you're here, no, he's not a Jewish man. Or, you know, if already a guy is learning, he knows he will not stop for the people that come around to give some jokes. Not for the people that are giving him sheets. So Hashem sends him like a friend, and it comes especially for like Bohemia, you know. So they ask him, maybe, you know, not a machaver. So maybe, you know, go out somewhere, you know. The person will have. The person will understand. His osid is totally in them. His osid is totally in them. Once a Baruch topic, I heard about it. You know, next week I'm going to start with Sufis. Yeah? So I thought it sounds like a Baruch said, okay, this week I'm not learning. Next week I'll start learning. But what's the Shaykhs? You can't say such a thing. Next week I will learn. No way to say next week I will learn. But next week you'll learn. You have to learn this week. It's about Tashkis. Now, a person will tell me, okay, this is this. And not only that, a person has to know there's no chance that he will become somebody in the other way. They say the famous vote on the Rogatchova, that he was Anasagnus and Osameach, his Tunus Choyes. They're in the same city, in Dvinsk. That someone came to ask him a Shaila. So he told him, he was holding, I think it's Osameach. He was learning with the finger, so he put his finger here, and he told him, the Sefer on top there, I saw 20 years, he asks a Shaila. So the guy asked him, Rebbe, if you remember from 20 years, you have to put your finger in the Gemara where you're holding. You remember from 20 years exactly where it is on top. So you have to put your finger in the Gemara? He said, because my finger is in the Gemara, I remember from 20 years. Finger in the Gemara means I'm not Messiah Das, I'm holding in this word, I'm not stopping, I'm holding here, I'm holding here. The person has to know. There's no chance that he will become Adam Godel. There's no chance. There's no chance that he will become something special if he will not learn to have Ratzifus. Bacher says, okay, it's Givaldik. But not Lamaisadik. Very good. Not for me. So I heard once a Mashgiach, the Alter Mashgiach in Kulteria, he said like this. A person warms up or boils a big pot of water. Massive, like Yeshiva Chan pots. Takes 5 hours to boil. Right? You shut it for an hour. Zal B'maisa again. You don't shut it, it bubbles out, yeah? Like a person, you know, you burn out. The water bubbles out. Zal B'zach. Happens to the Mishavah. The same thing, someone said, like, David, the water, you know, it spills over some people, you know, when they burn out, the item around them also suffer, yeah? So what do you do? What is the Eitzah? You're a cook, what is the Eitzah? There's one Pashta Eitzah. You leave a very small little flame. So the water stays mamish hot, and in 2 minutes when you put it down, it boils back. A person feels he needs a break, he needs a hafsaka, you could do a hafsaka. But you could leave a small little flame. Then it's done. You need to rest. Yeah? But you could be dressed like a mentor. You don't have to read a book. Bachar feels somebody needs something to read. Get a Yiddish book. Everyone has his small little flame. But he doesn't have to go. He doesn't have to go to the plaza. The plaza is going. There's no way, there's no chance that he will become Adam God. Information he will collect. It's not Shaykh. He sees princes, treif. It's not Shaykh. It's not Kedushin. He doesn't have to go to Shabbos away here, away here. He can't, the meals in Yeshiva he doesn't like. Chabish can tie us of him. But he goes with a chavrusa somewhere. He goes with a guy that he will learn. A guy that will be a shoyman for him. So the Vardig is Ben Amal HaMaiseh. They call it Machta Prat. See it? No, there was no food. Then they ate tanks. You know, there was no food in the Yeshiva. So someone invited him for Sunday, Monday. The problem was that the people that invited were so good, they invited even if they didn't have what to give you, yeah? So you would come and they'll give you the crust. Some people would give you, you know, a cup of milk. This was the way the yeshivas ran. He had cousins, he was living in Russia then, modern cousins, and they had Baruch Hashem. Instead of there, they had money. And they stole the meal, and they invited him, and he ate, and he was full for a couple of days, you know? But you know, they had their Ashkofer wrong, the Nebais, you know, it's not the right place to go. It's cousins, but it's not right the place, you know. You're not allowed to go to these places. It burns out the Kedusha, even if you don't do nothing bad, it just burns out the Kedusha, it's Poshtos. So the kids said he would go. But you know, and then again, he felt the whole Kedusha is burned out. And he would say, no more. And again, he would learn for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then he was hungry. And then invited him for Shabbos, and he found himself going for a little Shabbos. Because he decided he has to do something about it. He can't stop himself. And again, he knows all the Kedusha of 3 weeks is raised in one meal. We know that. It's Pashto. Again, the information stays. Your position in Yeshiva stays. But you stay Dolmish. You know, the information. You have people in different places in the world who could pass them for Chalkei Shechanoch, yeah? How about the garnish? No Kedusha, no. Not Talmid Chacham. Computer also can tell you, you know, put information in the answer. Knowing is one of the things. This doesn't make you Adam Godly. Okay, he doesn't know what to do. Every time he pulls the Godly. This time he's doing something. He comes, he is the Suda. When he finishes the Suda, he asks them if you could take, if you could get a cup of tea. Oh, they're so happy, you know. And we're sitting on the couches and schmoozing there. And he's not even leaving. Normally he tries to leave. And the door of the mice, he stays for 5 hours. This time he sat down on the couch, he's asking for a cup of tea. Like everyone was smiling from side to side. Baruch Hashem, you know, he's becoming a part of the family. He's coming normal, Mizak. So they give him a cup of tea, like a big cup of tea, you know. He will stay for a couple hours. He says, I could take it to yeshiva. He never carries. Oh, Baruch Hashem, it's strange. It's actually happy he's carrying. Yeah, he said, for sure, take it to yeshiva. So he gets up, he opens his pocket, and he pours it into his pocket. From then, they never invited him anymore. He cut the Yitzhak. Someone told me, I have cousins, they invite me every time. I said, eat with your fingers, don't worry. They will not invite you anymore. But it's Eitzhak, you know, Hashem gave fingers for a reason. There's ways that your cousins will start to invite you. She's so worried that your cousins invite you the whole time. I'm not saying you have to do it so. No, it can be in between. A person has to know. I'm just using that because it's a life emotion. I don't want to speak about books and Goyish music and everyone has it. So I'm like, I just looked for Shkir if I could help. I'm sorry. So, Bekitzur HaMaaseh, a person has to know. There's no shortcuts. And a bacher could try it. He doesn't have to start to say, you know, from now on I'm not talking, I'm not. A seder, again, you're allowed to talk, hello, but no hesach hadas in the seder. I'm not going out, even if I feel like 10 o'clock, I need a little break, I'm not going out. I'm trying to have a full seder, at least 2 hours. I'm trying during the day, not today. And again, during my night seder, I need a little bit to take a fresh air. Again, everyone with his level. If a bacher will take, till Kabbalah Sateir, till Shavuos, Indian to learn Teir B'Ratzifus. I'm telling you, you don't have to be a malach, you don't need to be a self, you could be a normal Yeshiva bacher. And you do 1 hour, and 2 hours, and 3 hours, and 4 hours, and 5, 6, 7, you feel that special taste that the Chazanish said. I'm telling you, you don't have to be the Chazanish. Every bacher could feel it. Some bacher asked me once that they did it and they didn't feel it. Because I'm not so sure if they did it. But sometimes, you know, there's a klipa. I don't know what's a klipa. A person sometimes, you know, we have an emotional nice chatzah. So they tell you, you know, you can buy these seeds and you put it inside, you water it, you have these nice flowers come out. If you go outside here and put the seeds and water it, you'll see all different needles and sharp things will come out, yeah? Because the land is not done properly. Sometimes a person has a little bit layers of klipas. He's so much mufka, so even if he will sit and learn a little bit, 6 hours, he will not feel the taste. They said once a marshal from the Chazanish, someone drinks a hot cup of tea, you know, he burns his tongue. Then he goes to the fancy restaurant, he wants to taste that special kind of sushi, he doesn't feel the taste even. Because his mouth is burned. A little bit, you know, recover a little bit. It's very fancy, the taste. But when you burn, a marshal person is starving. Yeah, he comes and eats him, he doesn't realize that this is a little bit, you know, cream taste, and this is azat taste, and azat taste. A person has to do it a couple times till his body is used to feel that sweetness. But when you start it, I'm telling you, you can't stop. Sometimes it's hard, you learn a couple hours, you're so tired, you can't learn. But you break through after 6, 7 hours, you get a feeling you just can't close the gemara, you just can't close the gemara. You can climb. When a person will do it to himself, every bacher has to have his madrigas. Even if he can't do it for a whole day, he can do it for one seder. But in that Seder, he's doing what he does till now in a week. Shaita, forget about it. I can't. Friday Shabbos, I'm not holding to do it. Don't do it. I've been doing it during the Seder. And one day, you did what normally you do in a week. I want to tell you one thing, it's really late. Siyata Dishmaya and the whole world works. On Siyata Rishmaya, you never could make it. And learning, it's Baduk Menusa. It's Baduk Menusa. It's Baduk Menusa. Could learn, doesn't happen when Hashem wants, he just gives you the same Shema and it goes. A person needs Siyata Rishmaya to grow. So you're right. I'm saying now how you become a Chaim Kanievsky. I think Bochner has to know what the breaks that he could take, what the breaks that he cannot take. I'm not saying a person has to know if he starts too strong, it will also not go. But to realize, the Tzahole that can't tell, no one that is here is a guy that are not sitting and learning. They're not here today. Everyone that sits and learns, the Tzahole doesn't tell him stop. But he just wants to cut. He's very, very smart. Just cut it. Hapoisik in Mishnosi v'oimer manoa ilon ze ma'achili mo'isei gach le'irasamim. Such terrible punishment. He's spoiling. Chaznish calls it hoisef hevel v'rus ruach. A guy that learns and stops, the Chaznish says he's collecting air. So Shlaka Zach, we're sitting and learning, he's doing mitzvahs kaseida. Collecting air. Igris Chaznish. I think Igris Chavches, something like that. Hoisef hevel v'rus ruach. He's collecting nothing, said the Chaznish. So stell tzach zu, Baruch Hashem, we're such chashuvah guys, we're collecting nothing, yeah? So stell tzach zu if you start to learn like you have to learn. The kviz. Even if you add a little bit, it already changes. And we have a klal, ha-bolesayim mesayim moysu. This is the mashal from Rabbi Akiva, remember. A water is nothing, a drop is nothing, a drop is nothing, a drop is nothing. But you don't stop. People think, no, I will learn a fast to say there, and then I will stop. Pour a whole bucket of water, you see no hole will be in the stone. This is the krech of the Yitzhahor. Person makes a kal v'chomer, but it doesn't make sense. I learned so much, so what if I'm stopping a little bit? But the motion of the water tells it. It doesn't work like that. And not only that, the more kavua is billions more from an amount, right? A bucket of water has billions of drops. They can't make the hole in the stone. But the kviyas could make it. And this is the key to godless. Chaim Shmuel Levitt said, why we don't see gdolim? Why we don't see gdolim in our day? He said, because in our days, people learn 6 days a week. He says, in my days, people learn the zman. Some bochim say the year in yeshiva. It was no musik 6 days. Today in yeshiva, yom chamishi afternoon already, it's already mini benazmanim, yeah? You know, ready, even some people, even yom chamishi before the shiur, they already feel, they already start the weekend. They feel it. Even if you stay in yeshiva, you feel it. Oh. Not fresh, it's like, I myself also feel it, yeah? Yom chamishi, like you could be, yom chamishi. Yom revi, tomorrow is yom chamishi already. So it's a shayk nechazach. We have a zman of 4 days. Chaim Shlomo Levitt finished. It's late. Except Rabbi Akiva went to learn for 12 years. He came back. He heard someone talking to his wife. What she said. Your husband left you for 12 years, you're crazy, he left your father's house. Everything was convenient for you to marry this guy. For what? Not to be with him. So for what you married him? You could have stayed home. She said, if he listens to me, he can stay there for another 12 years. So he turned back and he went back. So the famous word of Chaim Shmuel Levitt is like Takasha. Come inside, say hello to your wife, You're learning b'schus her, She's not your cousin, your mother's sister that lives in Aleh, in Mechveis. She's your wife. She's your wife. Because of her, you're learning. She's supporting you, yeah? Menschlichkeit, it's a hello, go back to learn. It's okay, she's mad. So the Chaim Shmuel Levitt is because he knew if he comes in, and Rabbi Akiva would come in, for sure he would think about Sukkot Tana, Sukkot Gvela, He would not stop thinking about his inyanim when he knocks on the door and he's shmuzing to his wife. But it'd be half sukkah from the yeshiva, home. Even for home with a lady, that was masking to give up all of the convenience in the world to someone to sit and learn. So Shtel Tachshuv Mishnah, she would come in, would ask him, how was Seder, how was going in Yeshiva? Akiva, you're doing better, yeah? She would give him more support. She's the one that pushed him, yeah? But all of you did the chizuk there. She's not a wife that wants different things, because she's the one that left her father to marry this person to sit and learn. But 12 and 12 will not be 24. He will never be the same on Akiva. And he knows that his wife wants it. She's not, he's been sugar to her. So he decided not to say hello, and to go back. Because 12 and 12s will never make it 24. It's a pacha to hear that. And we, my cousin Dust, will be very upset if I will not go to Shabbos to Tapuach, yeah? Oi. Yeah, not right. But they have a bigger schus than Rabbi Kiva's wife and you. Rabbi Kiva knows 12 and 12 is not 24. But I know 6 and 6, yeah, is a zman. When he said this one, he said this time of the year. So, and then he asked Akasha, we're shepherds like Rabbi Kiva, and we also want to become Rabbi Kiva, but we're not masking to make this thing. And he said, don't think it was not hard for Rabbi Kiva. He hold her everything. And we see when he came back in 24 years, Sheliva Shalochem Shalom. Give her nachas. Give her nachas that you become Rabbi Kiva. Yeah, but I will not become the same. And I know she wants me to become bigger. And I would never could make it with such a wife, with such a house. Yeah? There was no DVDs in that house. There was nothing in that house. No, it was no garnish. There was no ilamaz. There was no food. There was nothing. It was straw. But it's not. It's not the same. It's not the same to stop to the yeshiva. And he turned back and he went to learn. If a person will have this koiches, Bezus Hashem will grow to be.